And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration said it was not involved in Israel's pre-dawn strike inside Iran on Friday. As White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wodaka reports, both Iran and Israel appear to be heeding calls for a de-escalation in the violence.
Israel's attack on Isfahan was expected, and the United States is likely to have known in advance.
The Biden administration understands that Israel needs to do its own version of face-saving retaliation after Iran's unprecedented and dramatic attacks.
Iran launched hundreds of drones and missiles at Israel on April 13th. Nearly all of Iran's drones and missiles were intercepted with the help of the United States, the UK, and Jordan, causing no loss of life and little damage. Israel's attacks on Iran also appear to be limited, with no casualties immediately reported. The back-and-forth fire further inflames a region already on edge over Israel's war against Hamas, an Iran proxy in Gaza. Biden has been unsuccessful in pushing for a ceasefire deal. Over the weekend, Hamas raised new demands, throwing talks into disarray. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Iran's president called a recent missile and drone strike against Israel a source of pride and power for his country. Saying this operation became a sign of the power of the Islamic Republic and its armed forces. It also showed the steely determination of our nation, according to Ibrahim Raisi. Late Saturday, Iran launched hundreds of drones, ballistic missiles, and cruise missiles in an unprecedented attack. The United States has vetoed a widely backed U.N. resolution that would have paved the way for the full United Nations membership for Palestine. The resolution had faced a vote Thursday, would have raised the Palestinian status from a non-member observer state to full membership. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives advanced a $95 billion legislative package on Friday, providing aid to Ukraine, Israel, and to the Indo-Pacific in a broad bipartisan vote, overcoming hardline Republican opposition that had held it up for months, where his correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Friday's procedural vote passed with more support from Democrats than from Republicans, who hold a razor-thin majority in the chamber. The package is similar to one that passed the Democratic-controlled Senate in February, but the Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, held off on it for months in the face of fierce opposition from a small but vocal segment of his own party. Republican lawmakers such as Kentucky Representative Thomas Massie of the House Freedom Caucus objected to advancing the aid package.
I'm concerned that the speaker's cut a deal with the Democrats to fund foreign wars rather than to secure our border.
The House is expected to vote on the measure on Saturday, after which it will return to the Senate, and is expected to move from there to U.S. President Joe Biden's desk and be signed into law.
That is Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reporting. Pakistani authorities say a suicide bomber that targeted a van carrying five Japanese nationals in the port city of Karachi killed one Pakistani bystander. Japanese workers narrowly escaped the blast on Friday, but were all safe. Three bystanders were wounded, and one of them later died. The local police chief says that the van was heading to an industrial area where the Japanese nationals worked. He says guards escorting the workers returned fire after coming under attack. Another official said that the van was given a police escort following reports of possible attacks targeting foreigners, and that the timely response from the guards and the police foiled the attack. Lawyers in Donald Trump's historic criminal trial Thursday selected 12 jurors in a case stemming from a hush money payment to an adult star, Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer.
Lawyers for the defense and the prosecution must still select alternate jurors for the trial, the first ever in which a former U.S. president is the defendant. Judge Juan Merchan said opening statements could take place as early as Monday. Trump's outsized public presence created unique problems during the jury selection process. Roughly half of the nearly 200 jurors screened in heavily Democratic Manhattan were dismissed after saying they could not assess the evidence impartially. Trump's criticism of witnesses, prosecutors, the judge, and their relatives in this case prompted Merchan to expand an existing gag order earlier this month. However, an indignant Trump continued to rail against the trial as he left court for the day on Thursday, calling it, quote, very unfair, and displaying a stack of news reports he said agreed with him.
The Biden administration says it sent about 50 Haitians back to the country, marking its first deportation flight in months to the Caribbean nation struggling under surging gang violence.